Joe and Alex show. I know it's a little early for this, guys, but do you mind if I just let me unscrew this real quick? I brought some red wine, if that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys wanted some white wine or red. I mean, Alex, like you like red?
I like both, but they have to be sweet.
Okay. Yeah. Just like you.
Yes.
Just like Alex. Porkchop, what about you? What kind of wine can I give you this morning?
Well, this is crazy we're talking about wine, because in my job yesterday where I'm training, I had the wine class, so I'm like a wine expert now.
Oh, whoa. Look at your snifter over there. This smells like
what
it's got
that
some
called?
Nice tannins.
Some sommelier or something like that.
Somebody a sommelier? Yeah. That's like a
Are
level
you thinking
five.
Of Somali pirate?
No, she's right. Sommelier. That's a level 5 wine expert. There's only like allegedly 6 in the world.
No, it was sommelier.
That is not true. There's not just 6 in the world.
There's 7 now because pork chop
or,
exists.
Or maybe in the U.S. It's like takes years. It's impossible
what?
To be.
Yeah, but apparently... never mind. I was going to say a basketball player, but I can't think of his name.
Good
well,
story.
Well, you know, some people, those kind of people that are like experts in wine or whatever, they'll like take one sniff and be like, it's a nice oaky afterbirth.
Oh, I can taste the Chardonnay on there. If you're a wino expert, by the way, I'll even do a little Franzia bag slappers, 833-JOE-ALEX. You want to kind of get to know what kind of person you are. A new poll is out revealing the personality traits and wine preferences of about 2,000 Americans. So not a huge survey, but these are people obviously over the age of 21. Here's what they found, and I don't agree with this. White wine drinkers tend to be extroverted night owls who prefer cats to dogs. They identify as perfectionists who are sarcastic and curious. They're less likely to call themselves wine aficionados and spend an average of about $37 per bottle.
Okay, if I had to choose red or white, I would choose white, and that right now does seem like me.
Okay, what about this? Let me give you the red wine one, Alex. Red wine drinkers are more introverted early birds who prefer dogs and identify as organized, humble, nope, not Alex, and adventurous, not Alex.
I think I'm humble. I don't think I'm organized and adventurous.
Sit down, Alex. Be humble, please. What else here? They tend to consider themselves wine aficionados and dish out an average of $40 per bottle. I guess at a restaurant, that's where they're saying the price, because at home, I'm like, what? $10? Okay, deal.
Yeah,
like,
you're drinking that barefoot wine at home, aren't you?
What's wrong with being barefoot, drinking the barefoot wine? I like that stuff. No, I like the sweet. I like sweet red and sweet wine.
Ew,
white wine. No, I like that. I don't like the headaches, though. Now, what about red and white? Because somebody's probably saying, well, that's me. 75% of people responding said that they'll drink what others are having at an event, even if they want something else. On average, the people say that they can polish off 3 bottles of wine monthly. 3 bottles monthly? I can do that in a week.
I don't drink very much wine at all. I never drink that much. I am constantly dumping out like almost full bottles of wine, because I'll open one, pour one glass, and then like that's
be
it.
Done.
But no, you know you put like the lid on it, right?
I
like
do. I have corks, but then it'll sit there for like 4 weeks, and yeah. I feel like that's too long.
After you put the cork in it, you shouldn't have it after like 4 days. At like the most, like that's like even stretching it.
How do you guys not drink a bottle of wine in one sitting?
This thing also says that people who like red wine listen to jazz music, people that listen to white listen to punk music.
Okay, like really, like yeah, like a nice Moscato with some Metallica.
And people say that 72% of people say their favorite place to drink wine is at home. And they say that they drink a glass of wine after work or with dinner because they don't want to open a new bottle.
I know, like, it's not, like, the most popular type of wine, but I love Moscato.
Ew.
Yeah, me too.
It's, like, super sweet. It'll give you a headache, but Moscato?
You know who drinks
think
Moscato?
Think Waka Flocka Flame does.
Like, 20-year-olds that can't
True.
Even drink yet, who are just drinking wine for the very first time, so they drink it because it tastes like candy. They're also getting drunk at some frat party and listening to Drake.
Dude, when I
that
first...
drinks Moscato.
And you're telling me something's wrong with that? Or
when I first started drinking, it was Cupcake Moscato.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna throw up.
Okay, even I'm like, that's a little too sweet for me. How do you not have diabetes yet?
I might.
Yeah, I think you might too.